Are you ready for the word? Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet, amen, as we begin to light ourselves in the Lord. And let's open up our Bibles to Matthew chapter 13, and we're going to continue where we got off. You know, I was so excited about the men and the men retreat, the women's fellowship. God has just been doing an awesome thing, amen, in all of our lives and all of our hearts. And I'm just having the expectation that the fruit will come, amen, because the seed was planted, but then it must bring forth fruit, amen. It wasn't just for our hearing, but it's for our living, amen, and we thank him for that. In Matthew chapter 13, when you get there, say amen. Amen. Get somebody a high five and let them know you're with us, amen. Glory be to God. And let's begin in verse 1, and we're going to verse 1 through verse 3. And then let's begin. The same day went Jesus out of the house and set, and a great multitude was gathered together unto him, so that Father, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we bless you and thank you for the grace. Thank you for the revelation of the word. Father, may I decrease that you would increase. May you speak through my mind and minister through my lips. May you use me as a vessel of clay, meet for the master's use, and prepare for this hour, this people, and this place. In Jesus' wonderful name. And we all said amen.
Amen.
And amen. You may have your seats in the presence of our living King. We had embarked upon a teaching in regards to talking about the hearers. And there are four different types of hearers that we want to bring forth and kind of bring to light. I'm going to slow it down today because I really want us to get this. Amen. Sometimes in the preaching, we can preach and we never really explain what we're preaching. Amen. But I'm going to slow it down if the Holy Spirit help me. But if he happened to push me, I'm going to go faster, amen, because I want us to get this. But there, look at verse chapter 13. Let's begin with verse 3. It says, and he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Now, when he was talking about a sower went forth to sow, he was referring to the preacher preaching the gospel. Come on, I want us to make sure we get it. The sower went forth to sow. See, the preacher preached the gospel by the authority and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So when I'm preaching, the Holy Spirit helps me sow the word. And the word is the seed of God that is being sown. Amen. So now the word of God is being sown as I'm preaching. And I really want you to understand that, because a lot of us is talking about we looking for the Lord, trying to hear from God, but you don't realize God already been talking. Come on, somebody. See, everybody, it's not about me trying to get ahead of God or get more spiritual than God. God already has a place, a system designed for you to hear. And if you cooperate and respect the system that's designed, you can hear from God. You can't tell me you don't hear from God. You hear from him every Sunday morning. You hear from him every time you put a CD in your system, because that's God speaking through the preacher. If they're using that Bible and they're speaking on the authority of that word, then that's the Spirit of God speaking to you. Amen? I look at Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Let me give you this so you can understand the concept. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. And look at verse 4. When you get there, say amen. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. And it says, where the word of a king is, there is power. So where the word of a king is, there is power. Who's the king? Jesus. Jesus is the King of Kings. So where the word of a king is, there is power. So if I'm preaching the word of God from Jesus, then there's power available. Oh, come on, church. See, I'm preaching the word so the power of God can be made available to change you, to rearrange you, to make the crooked things straight, to fix what's broken. There's all things is possible when the word of God is being preached. So now when we come to church, we don't come, thank God for the choir. And they did an excellent job. Give them a hand of praise. Thank God for the choir. Hallelujah. Thank God for the praise and worship. They did an excellent job. Thank God for everybody that does something. But we came to hear a word from the King. That's why you come to church, because you can hear from the King. And that's why it's so important that the preacher preach the word, not the news, not what's happening in the neighborhood, not what's happening in the world. I mean, we all know what's happening in the world. We all can pray about that. But we came to hear from God. This is the only place that's designed to talk to you about God. It's the house of God. So when you come, you want to hear what thus saith the Lord. And now if I can hear a word from God, and if I obey the word of God, now the power of God has been made available in my life. And I'm going to show you today that there's four different types of hearers. So that means that 75% of what I talk about ain't nobody going to do nothing with. I can't beat God's statistics. We do everything else by statistics. Let's stay with God. He said there's four different types of hearers. Three of them wasn't productive and one of them was. So now you got to decide, I'm going to be that one that's going to do something with what I hear. Because everybody else, I'm going to show you today, they're just different types of hearers. It ain't that you couldn't hear. That's why he said, if those that have ears to hear, let them hear. Now, God, don't you know I got you? Matter of fact, you gave me two ears. Don't you know I hear? Can y'all turn that air on a little bit, please? Don't you know I hear? But he's not talking about just your physical hearing. He's talking about your hearing, but also your corresponding action to obey or act on what you heard. Some of us are still in the same place, same condition, same position, only because we refuse to act on. It ain't like we ain't heard. It ain't. That's what makes some of us mad with each other. You was there. I know you heard what that preacher said. Why you still? Because I never had no intentions on doing what the preacher said. Smile, it's going to get worse. I never had no intentions on doing what the preacher said. I was only there to hear the preacher. I was there to appease myself. I was there to please you. But I didn't go there to obey nothing he said. Oh, you better come up with me. You think I'm just talking, right? Let's go in the Bible. Because see, if the Bible show it to you, the Bible is nothing but a mirror of the word or the revelation of God. So when you look at that Bible, you don't look to see Jesus as much as you see yourself. And when you see yourself, you recognize how much I need a Savior. See, some folks don't think they need a Savior. That's why they ain't doing nothing. They won't obey. Man, I got it going on. I'm good. But they won't look in the mirror of that word, because that word going to tell you about you. Let's keep going. Verse 4, it says, and when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them. Now, that's one type, amen, and that's the passive listeners, which we're going to talk about today. See, I dealt with one earlier because I wanted to hit that point, because that's where a lot of us were, choked at the throat. It ain't like you ain't hearing the word. Come on. We preaching word. You got it in your car. You got it on your desk. You got it at home. You got it on your iPod, your phone. You got it in your pocket, on your wrist. Come on. But we choke by the throat. See, the word got in, but it couldn't get down. Therefore, it couldn't come back up. Therefore, it could not produce. See, it ain't like we ain't heard it now. Come on. We got to give an account. You heard the word, but we ain't done nothing with the word we heard. So we got to find out, where is that word? Is it lodged in my throat? Is it still in my ear? Is it in my heart? Or have I brought it forth up out of my life and prayed to produce some 30, 60, or 100 fold? You got to take your own examination. The Bible says examine yourself to see if you in the faith. Don't look at somebody else, because we real good at that. I know she ain't in the faith. And I know he ain't in the faith. He can't be in the faith doing what he's doing. But had you looked in that mirror, you ain't in the faith either. Watch this. He says, and verse 4, And when the word, and when he sowed, meaning the Lord, through the preacher by the Holy Spirit, sowed the word, preached the gospel, seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them. Now, this passive listener or the wayside listener is the one that is the type that listens to the word, but don't pay attention to what they hear. You know, you got some people that listen, but they don't pay attention. You have you ever been talking to somebody and they talking to somebody else? So I know you can't be paying attention to me if I'm talking to you. Now, can I give y'all something? Let me give you two things. Again, this is just drive-by. Don't cost you nothing. When you praying, yeah, you know, we don't do it like that no more, but you just understand the theory. It's a drive-by. Listen. When we praying, I'm talking to God. I'm going to show you how communication goes. If I'm talking to God, Elders Adams, come here for a second. See, this side, I'm talking to God. She's representing me. I'm talking to God. She's representing God. I'm talking to God. God, I just want to let you know this morning that I'm here. Deacon, come here, sir. Now, I want you to talk to me while I'm talking to her. I want you to know that I'm here. And while I'm here, now you got to talk to me. Don't whisper. Talk to me. I want to hear you. There you go. Now I'm talking to you, and I want you to understand. Now what do that sound like? Confusion. Let me give you two different concepts where we get confused at. When we praying, how you going to pray and I'm talking? You ever pray with somebody while you praying, they talking?
Yeah.
Father, I bless you. And Father, you know you're going to do it for me too. And hold on, now, we already got a conversation going. What you do while you there is you just amen me. But you don't talk while I'm talking because I'm already talking. And now it becomes confusion and it becomes a distraction. Well, let me tell you, that's how we do it in prayer, but let me do how we do it in church. The preacher's talking. And while the preacher talking, you talking. So somebody ain't hearing what the preacher is saying because you distracted by somebody else talking. Y'all can have a seat right there. You understand what I'm saying? See, God's saying, if you're going to come to me, I want to get your attention. The title of this message is Pay Attention. Yeah. See, because sometimes when we be talking, folk don't pay attention. And therefore, you can't hear what I was saying. Oh, I'm anointed. I can hear all your... Cut that out. That's why we confuse. And I'm going to show you according to the scripture. The scripture says, pay attention, incline your ear. See, if somebody's talking to you, they want your undivided attention. That's what happens in the marriages. People get so mad with each other because you ain't paying me no attention. You got the TV on and you're on the computer, but you're talking about go ahead. No, I want you to stop, look at me so we can communicate with one another so I can feel like you respecting me. Is this going to help somebody this morning? Watch this. See, the passive listener, this is the one that they listen to the message, but they do not give no attention. Therefore, it don't move them. And the preaching of the word of God don't even affect them. They're not really even interested in it. This is the first group of people. He said there's four types of ground. This is the passive listener. I can listen to you and do this and do that. You're not listening to me. Because it's not important to you to give me your undivided attention. But now let's keep going. Verse 5, it says, and some fell on stony places where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up because they had no depthness in them. Now this is what we call the perverse listener. And these are those that like what they hear as long as everything is going good. They ain't got no fortitude. They ain't got no commitment, no conviction about what they hear. They just like it long as it's good and long as it don't oppose them or oppress them and long as it don't put a demand on them. Now, don't let the word ask them to do nothing. Now, I'm not in it for all that now. Yeah, I didn't come here for that. I'm just here to just feel good, but don't talk about I got to do nothing. Don't talk about I got to change nothing because I'm not in for that. I just want you to preach. See, that's a perverse. But then why did you come? They crying, the Lord won't talk to me. Why would he talk to you? You ain't going to do what he say. I mean, what would make the sense to talk to you? The Lord won't show me. Why would he show you? The Lord won't give me nothing. Why will he give you nothing? You ain't going to tithe? Now let's get down. Because see, church, if we don't learn how to be obedient to God, you can never get in the operation of God. Meaning you'll never see the manifestation of the kingdom in your life. You'll still be a Christian. But you never went to kingdom living. Meaning Christ is made manifested in you. Not just in your pocket, but even in your character. You making no changes. Remember I told you in Jeremiah chapter 48 verse 11? That you still at the place you was long time ago? Go to that verse. Just let me give it to you. Jeremiah chapter 48 verse 11. I'm going to feed you this morning. You say, Pastor, why are you stepping on my toes? Well, get your toes out of the aisle. Because we got to preach this gospel. There's somebody want to change. There's somebody serious about doing what God's saying. But there's a whole lot of folk that don't want to do nothing. So I got to preach until your change come. I almost there. Are we almost there? If I keep preaching, we're going to get there. Amen? Because it ain't about me. It's all about I can't stop preaching because I don't know how close you is. If I let you off, you might think you got away. We ain't got to do it no more now because he stopped preaching like that. Now I got to preach like this every time you come. Because I want the devil to know and I want to. Remember the song says, and my soul say yes. It ain't your spirit that's wrestling with God. It's your soul. Because your soul used to doing what it's always been doing because it's been in control. And in order for your soul to agree with God, it got to surrender its authority. Because, you know, we do what we want to do. You know how we like it. I do what I want to do. That's my soul. It ain't subject to nobody. It ain't under nobody's authority. It's not under nobody's control. But when the Spirit of God comes in, it takes the authority back over the soul, and the soul has to submit to the order and the ordinances of God. And that's why some folk don't want. Man, I don't want my soul under. I'm going to keep doing. That's why I ain't going to obey. That's why I don't want to hear it. Because I'm not trying to change. I'm not going to let God be the head of my life. That's what we're saying. I'm going to let my soul keep telling me and dictating to me. Because I feel good about feeling good. But life ain't about feeling good. It's about obedience. Is this helping? Are you in Jeremiah chapter 48? Look at verse 11. This just for the rehearsing. It says, and Moab have been at his ease since his youth. And he have settled on his leaves. He have settled on his leaves. Man, this is just how I am. No, that's not how you are. That's just where you got off. How can that be that's where you are and you 18? You ain't been here long enough to talk about you got a position. You ain't went through enough to even be able to say you established in something. Nah, that's just how you feel and you don't want nobody to change you. He said, I've settled on my lees. Is that right? He said, and have not been empty from vessel to vessel. Meaning, I have not went nowhere and let nobody teach me nothing. I've not went to my next level of growth. I still act like a child. 28 years old and I still want what I want. 28 years old and I still cut a fool in front of folks. I disrespect whoever I want to. That's a child. I come home when I want to. Why? What do you mean you married? Been 3 days since I've been home. Man, you out of order, miss. Mister. Because you have not allowed yourself to go from vessel to vessel. The Bible says when I was a child, I thought like a child. I act like a child. When I became an adult, I put away childish behavior. We wonder why we arguing and fighting in the house because you still acting like a. Can I? I'm talking about the different type of listeners. I know. Yeah, but see, based on how you listen, it's going to determine how you act. Watch this. He says he settled on his lees and have not been emptied from what? Vessel to vessel. Neither have he gone into captivity. Meaning you won't even let nobody tell you what to do. Everything you think is the way you're supposed to do. You always right. When are you going to be wrong? Could it be you wrong? You won't let nobody train you to. I know what I'm doing. That's why we still messed up. It's been 6 years. Ain't you figured out you don't know? I ain't mad with you, but I just want you to know. You don't know. Why don't we go get some help? Because you don't know. And we've been going through this for years. Either God lying or you lying, but somebody lying up in here. Is this all right? Watch this, watch this, watch this. And he have not went from vessel to vessel, neither has he gone into captivity. Therefore, since you ain't changed, since you won't let nobody help you, since you ain't going to grow to your next level, therefore, his taste remain in him. You still doing what you like to do. You still doing the way you want to do it. And his scent has not changed. I mean, we still having the same problems. It's been 8 years, 7 years, 6 years. It's time for us to grow up. So the first thing we got to do is let's start by how you listen. Amen? Because it's time to change your listening skills. Come to listen with a heart to obey. Maybe I don't know the answer. Somebody show me. That's a humbling experience, but now we're on the road to success. Versus I already know I don't need nobody help me. I don't need no con. I don't need no. And if you ain't going to change, then you're going to remain the same. But now watch this. Now go back to Matthew 13. I just wanted to get that point in. I haven't even started my message yet. Is that all right with you? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Matthew chapter 13. And we're in verse 5. When you get there, say amen. Amen. Glory be to God. It says, some fell on stony places where they had not much earth in them, and they forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. See, your spirituality is not the really deepness of your character. It's your obedience to obey. You got some folk quote a lot of scriptures, but they can't obey. So you're really not that spiritual. The deepness of spirituality is the ability to cooperate with the rule. Now let's get real spiritual. Let's get real spiritual. The deepness of your spirituality is your ability to obey. Or the level of your maturity is your ability to obey the word. So whatever area that you ain't obeying the word, it just proves the level of your maturity. Let's not get real spiritual, because if I let you get spiritual, you make me think you up there with God. But only to come back down and find out there's no fruit. There's no manifestation. We're not getting no results, but you're real powerful. Amen? Amen? Again, let's make it real practical. What make the light company know you're anointed? When you pay your bill. I mean, you can run around there with markers and 5 Bibles. That don't make them folk know you're anointed. It's when you give them that money and pay that amount that you owe, you anointed. They call you one of the most spiritual people in your church. Because we got a whole lot of church members up in here that don't pay their bill. They say, I know some of your members. They ain't anointed like you. I don't know whatever God doing in your life, but it working. Because you can pay your bill. That's real spiritual, ain't it? Come on, let's get down to real spirituality. Because if we stay over in that book, you have folks swimming and jumping and thinking it's real. But if it don't equal up at the end of the day to manifestation or you being obedient to God, it is worth it. Let's get real spiritual now. All right. You with me now? Let's go to verse 6. Because now we got the passive listener. We got the perverse listener. Then he says, and when the sun rose up, they were scorched. And because they had no depth, they withered away. When the circumstances come and the situations, they quit. When it get rough at the house, I'm gone. Come on now. I thought you were spiritual. What happened to all that? When somebody say something to you that hurt your feelings, I'm out of here. What happened to the spirituality? Is this right, y'all? I'm on that job. I love my job until they told me somebody like, nah, I think I'm quit. What do you mean you quitting? You got 5 kids. We're going to say a whole lot of stuff you don't like. You better get yourself back up in there and get focused. Talking about I'm mad. You're going to be mad than that if you let all these kids get put out. Just because somebody said something to you you don't like. Grow up. And matter of fact, they might have told you the truth. You wasn't doing what you supposed to been doing. You over there praying and talking about you prop. And you came to, I'm paying you to work, not pray. You pray on your own time. You work while you're on that clock. Let's get real spiritual now. Because I'm not in your church. This ain't the church. This is a business. And we got to produce and get some money so you can get paid. So I need you to work. But he hurt my feelings, told me to put my Bible down. I didn't tell you to bring that Bible. Where's your tools? Where's the tools to do the job? No, I'm trying to help us. Because some of us get our spirituality out of balance. And now we thinking folks doing us wrong, and then you misrepresenting the kingdom, because there's a lot of folks say the worst people to hire is Christians. Because they don't do their job, they ain't faithful, and they lazy. No, you better hear me. And they always got a powerful something to say, but I can't get nothing done. You got me wrestling with, do I love God or do I want to get rid of you? I know I love God. I love God, but doggone it, you are the worst representation of God I ever seen. You don't come to work, you ain't on time, and when you come, you already tired. And you trying to tell me to come to your church. And you don't pay your bill. My God. The Bible says I'm scared of you. Is this all right? Now, we're going to get spiritual up in here, church. Let's get real spiritual. We should be some of the most anointed people. Every bill paid on time. We diligent at our work. We get our work done and even looking for other people to bless. People should be glad to have a Christian because you got the word of God. But not only do you got the word, you got the character of God. You got a spirit of excellence up on you. You got a conversation and a mannerism that's attractive to folks coming in, not repelling folks. You at the front door. But you won't. Good God Almighty, who you work for? Why are you here? And they coming to patronize and be with you and buy your product. And because little Johnny got a little scar on his head that's pink. That's the devil. How in the heck you going to call my baby the devil? My baby growing up, just like your little baby. Come on, somebody. You got to have the ability to be able to endure people till they change come. That's why some folk can't never get to their next level. You just... Let's go. Stay with the text. Stay with the text. Verse 7. So we got the passive listener. We got the perverse listener. Now this is the one we dealt with last time. And some fell among thorns. And the thorns sprung up and what? Choke them. So that was the ones that had something in their throat. See, the world choking some folks. You so worldly, but you trying to be a Christian. You in all the world events. You got all the world flavor. You still doing all the world activity, but you trying to be a Christian. And now the word can't come up. Meaning it can't be made manifested or walked out in your life. So it's hard to tell that you're a Christian because you still act like. Now, I'm not saying growing don't mean that you ain't going to have some traits because we got a long way to go. I'm with that. But it should be some manifestation of some spiritual growth. And you should not be at all the world events. Come on. We either going to do this or we ain't. You shouldn't have all the world records up on your car. Oh, I know. Don't act like y'all play. Don't play me like you don't. We don't know. Because I know we got 5 stations on that thing. So you can put 5 different flavors in there. Now I want to know, is it a good odds? You know, 2-1, 4-1? Or is the Lord losing in your car? It's 5-0. Everything up in there bumping and jumping. Then you want to jump out your car. Hallelujah! But you just got finished doing freaking... Listen to folk talking about what they're going to do to your daughter and your sons and your kids and your wife. Come on, now I know we still got a little flavor. We go back to oldies but goodies. And let's put a balance to that. But your life should be dominated by the word of the living God. until it becomes a manifestation that I can get the same emotion, because that's all it is. I can get the same emotion out of a Christian artist instead of talking about somebody going, because see, watch this. Oh, I'm going to just throw a little something out here. Because soon as you listen to the one talking about, he's going to run up and down your back. Who you think you're looking for? If you was listening to a Christian artist, you'd be looking for a Christian activity. You're looking for a Christian. How do you know when you listen to them folk that spirit, that's all it is? It's a spirit that's talking to my emotions that deal with my will, and I'm wondering how my car got way over this way because I listened to that song, and while I was listening, my emotions got aroused, and next thing you know, I'm over by the spot. See, so what I got to do is I got to train my emotions to train my thoughts that I don't be moved by my will. Because, you know, God done delivered us all. But you know how, can I just get this one to you? You only go to get up when you down. You know, and you only get down when your emotions get aroused. I was doing good, and all of a sudden somebody did something. I got mad, so my emotions went. So now my will is looking for something to help my emotion get back. So how do you spell relief? Because one man drink, one man smoke, one sex, one steal, one eat. But you only do it when I'm feeling down. So if I learn how to control my downs, come on, can I help you? If I learn how to control my downs, I won't go pick up a whole lot of ups that can hurt me. That's why the Bible says, cast down every thought and vain imagination that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. See, I know what the will of God is. I heard what God said. I know the rules. But when I was down, I forgot the rules and I went and looked for an upper. And his name was Bill. Her name was Susan. They sell it down at the... No, that's all. Come on, y'all. If you don't learn the art of war, you'll never be victorious. Even though you got the victory. Is that not an oxymoron? How can you have the victory and never be victorious? Because you never learned how to fight. I just gave you the art of war. If you learn how to deal with your emotions, I can cast down them thoughts that come to try to take me up when I'm feeling down. So I will not to do it. Not based on how I feel. You just don't get the victory. You got to learn how to maintain victory. That's why so many of us get it and we lose it. Because we never learn how to maintain it. We received it. I got the victory. I'm delivered. Hallelujah. But I never went to the next class. How to keep my deliverance. So soon as I went through my storm, guess what happened? It came back up on me because it was an emotion based on how I feel. And I'm feeling down, so I need to get back up. So calling my hit because I need you to make me feel good only to feel bad because I just neglected God. How can you have mixed emotions? You felt good, you came to feel good, but you lay there and feel. Have you ever sinned and felt bad? And the feeling bad is not because I did sin, because the sin was good. What really is my conscience just let me know I just defiled my God. Yes. That's what just happened. I lost the war with God. I won the battle with feeling good. That's why we be at home arguing and fight. Can you just say she right? You can lose the battle but say your marriage. Just say she right. You right, baby. Now, you lost the battle, but you just say your marriage. Because if you say you're wrong, you know it's on up in here. And we're going to be here another 3 hours. You're going to be another 2 weeks outside. Come on, somebody. So why don't you just say you're right, and I'll just trust God to deal with you later. But I'm not going to argue with you today. Is this helping you? Because see, I don't know why I'm here, but I'm going to plow while I'm in this yard so we can get up some fruit. Listen, God is trying to teach us how to be overcomers. But you can't overcome until you become. And you can't become until you come. That's why you here. You here to hear the word of God so you would learn how to overcome. Once you learn how to overcome, you will become. A whole lot of our visions and dreams is held up behind the inability to overcome our struggles. I thought you'd be shocked by right now. Maybe I need to come around the other way. But now listen. So when I learn how to overcome, and listen, you don't have to win to be victorious. See, don't get the ego that I got to win in order to qualify me a victor. No, I'm already victorious. I'm in damage control now. I choose not to even go there, sweetheart. Because I know if I open that door, we own up in here. So to say the damage, we won't even deal with that. And especially not right now. We'll talk about that a couple months later when neither one of us is thinking about the subject. So it can be a neutral, friendly conversation. But if we go there right now, you already know what time this is. And I'm not going to win if you already hurt. That's just I just gave you something right there. Ain't no sense of me arguing if you already hurt. Because you're not hearing me. You're only trying to prove a point. Is that all right? Now let's get back to the text. Yeah, get a Lord handicap. Don't patty cake. He says, verse 7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and what? Choked them. But others fell on what? Good ground. And brought forth some. The whole indicative of everything that we're doing is to bear, not to increase your understanding. Your understanding is increased to produce. If you got a big head and ain't got nothing in your pocket, just walking around a whole lot of knowledge, but can't bear no. In Ecclesiastes chapter, in the book of Ecclesiastes, it talks about a wise old fool. Nobody would even hear him. He had all the answers to everything, but he didn't know how to manifest it or make it profit. So therefore, nobody took him serious. Can you ever imagine having the answer, trying to tell somebody, and they don't hear you? And that frustrates you, don't you? But what they really saying is, it ain't work for you. What make you think I'm going to listen to it if it didn't work for you? Now, you got some folks wiser than the system. Well, I'm going to listen to it and make it work for me even though it didn't work for him, which is the truth, but I'm not paying him no attention. See, a lot of people can preach better with your fruit than you can your mouth. You know, you running up on folk with all that. Just live it. I see you from afar. I notice you when I don't even hear nothing. I tell my kids to be like you, even though you ain't said nothing, because they can see, I see the fruit. But if you always telling me about fruit and ain't got no fruit, I'm going to tell my kids, whatever you do, don't be like that. Because see, we got to get something. We got to make it. That's just talking about it. You got to go over there like oh such and such back there. You don't hear him and all he is working. He looked dirty. Look at him, dingy. That doctor got a mumps in his pocket. His pocket all fat. He got money stashed everywhere. Because he just been diligent working. Come on now. You'd be surprised who probably got money. It ain't the one shining and glistening. Because if you shining all the time, you wouldn't you would go to work. Unless you work in the shine business. When you work, you shine every time I see you. I mean, do you ever get dirty? What you do for a living? You must be the own summer. You got to be. Because everybody I know work, they get a little dirty here and there. Come on, somebody. Oh, they busy. Are they doing? You ain't never busy. You always available. Something wrong with that. You always here. You always at the house. Seeking the Lord.
where he may be found. Well, he ain't here. Are you ready? But now listen, listen. Let's get down to my last. Well, that clock wrong, so it don't make a difference. I'm going to stay with that clock. I'm going to stay with that clock. Amen. Can I walk this one home? I got enough texting. Can I walk it home? Because I think I'm like Mr. Rogers today. I'm going in the neighborhood. Y'all going to have to watch the clock because whatever you got to do. I might well come on down here and get with it now. Ain't no sense in me trying to stay on track. I done gave you the preliminary. But we need to talk about some stuff in here. Amen. You say, why I keep coming over here? No. This is my amen corner. See, no, listen. It's a gravitational pull because they my leadership. Let me teach you something. Because while I'm up here, I'll be looking for a pull because I got to get that Holy Ghost push. So I'm looking for that witness. If I walk up on some of y'all, look here, y'all be like. See, I know they're going to be with me. They smiling and everything. So that's why I get my confidence to go on. Amen. So that's why I pull over this way. So I don't want y'all to think I'm on y'all. I ain't got nothing to say to y'all. But watch this, watch this. Now, we got the four type of listeners. You got the passive listener. You got the perverse listener. You got the polluted listener. And listen, you got the prepared listener. Now, this is the prepared listener is the one that comes to church with pencil. Come on, church. With paper. They come with a heart and an attitude to hear. I mean, I come to get something. I ain't come to be played with and toyed with. That's like, you know, we all adults up in here. Yeah, I ain't do that to wake you up. We all adults up in here. You know, we at the house now. Me and mama, you know what I'm saying? I'm a prepared listener. I didn't come up in here to play. Come on, somebody. I got the music, the food. Come on, somebody. Yeah. I wish I was a hooper. I can hoop a little bit. Yeah, you got to come prepared. You ain't got a grape. Ain't no juice. Ain't no music. Now, I ain't coming on. You got to cut that out. But watch this. But the prepared listener, the passive listener, is the one that allows the distractions to come. See, this is the one that can be in church, and they let everything move them. Now, you know how you see folk in church? And they get up, go to the bathroom. Now, I'm going to give you one on the house. But you are almost 40, 50, 30 years old. You ain't peeing that doggone much. Sit down. You got people signaling you with papers and see, you're not prepared. And the passive listener, they let people distract them. You talking while I'm talking. You just missed a whole 3-minute segment. Then you're going to get, what did he say? But you was here. You got to tell folks who going to mess with you, look here, doc. Either you move to the back, I'm going to the forward, or you need to get up out of here. Because I need to hear. I came to hear. You don't understand what my situation is. And you could be being used by the devil. I didn't say you was the devil, so don't get mad. But the devil could use you. You keep giving me these papers, they ain't saying nothing. And I'm trying to hear what the preacher's saying. Can I just really... Because see now, a word from God can change your life. Just one word. If I caught one word and it get in my spirit and take a hold of my life and alter and change my character, I become another man. I become another woman. But if I let somebody get in me and stop that word, and they uproot the word, it was spoken, but they took it up out of me. And now I just missed my move, and that made my whole morning of no effect, meaning it didn't bear no fruit. I was here, but I wasn't here. I was geographically in the location, but I wasn't here with a mind. You came here to hear. Is that right? Go to Proverbs. See, the reason why... Go to Proverbs chapter 4. The reason why the passive listener don't hear is because of the O's. One is they ain't open. They ain't trying to hear what the God talking about. Now you'd be surprised. There are some people that really are not trying to hear. I don't care what you say, they ain't trying to hear. Meaning they done already said, and surely don't hit a topic where they done really said, I'm not hearing. They cut you off. Well, if I got a little insight, just a little bit, one, you know, just a little bit, enough to, I know out of all your vast wisdom and the revelation that God uses to talk to you with, and because of my position as a pastor, based on my office, it's a possibility that he might give me a, just a little something, just a little something. I mean, I know it ain't going to be more than what you're working with, but he might, on this day. Today might be my day. Hallelujah, the God going to use me today. Because I know you don't think he used me no other day, but today he might use me. So could you pay attention to me today? Because I may have a word for you. Today. Today is my day. The Lord going to use me today. See, that's how some folks view me. He ain't going to say nothing to that man. That man ain't got nothing to say today. Man, he ain't done. Look here. With my pedigree and my... with all what I know, he can't say nothing to me. I'm just going to see what he's going to say. I ain't use no pencil, no paper. Because I know that. 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 Say on. I know that. I know that too. I heard that. But the Bible says faith comes by
hearing.
And hearing by the
word.
So that means if you keep hearing, it's a possibility that faith will come. Because watch this. Can I really help somebody in here? See, you may know what I'm talking about, and you may even have faith on what I'm talking about. But see, you may not have enough. You got faith to believe me, but you don't have faith to act on what you believe. See, you can have enough faith to believe me. Yeah, I know what he's talking about. I know that. I believe that. But you still ain't done nothing. So now you got to get another level of faith. This level of faith is the faith that's going to make you act, not no. See, some folks got enough faith to believe, but they don't have enough faith to act on what they believe. So my faith got to come. So this is why the Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, knowing how to rightly divide. Because see, you only know what you do know about what you know, but you don't know that you don't know everything about what you do know. So there's a possibility there is a room for a preacher to preach, because he may have something to say about what you know that you don't know. That's why they call it revelation, because I'm going to reveal what you don't know. Come on, give the preacher a little something, something. Don't patty cake. Give a little preacher something, something. It's a possibility that the preacher may have a little something. If the preacher worth his or her salt, they may have a little something, because they heard from God. They've been with God. Now, I know you don't know more than God, do you? I forgot. I just need to ask, because some of us know a whole lot. Do you feel you know more than God? And then let me help you right here, just in case you didn't know, that there's some things God won't even tell you because it's reserved for the pastor. So even though you do know and your capability and your credentials go to a certain level, but there's a level of revelation you won't know. Because it's ordained for the office, not the person. See, God's going to let you get some insight, let you see. But there's some stuff that's reserved for the seer. Just like in your house, there's a whole lot of stuff your kids see in that house, but there's a lot of stuff your kids don't know. Because it's reserved for the parents. Now, bright as them little kids is, I know they get straight A's, but they don't understand all the business of the affairs of your house. They don't understand all the problems you got. They don't understand your character flaws and your dis... Come on, somebody. They don't understand how mom and daddy treat each other. They don't understand all that. But they smart as a whip. But there's some stuff to reserve for the next level. So I'm trying to tell you that there's some stuff that's reserved for the pastor. So it is a possibility that I could teach you something. So you got to be open when you come. That's all I'm trying to say. Don't cut me off because you got a little knowledge and you got a revelation. You got 4 degrees. There's still a measure that's left for God alone. And God reserved to send that to the headship. No, you got to hear me now. Because see, you got to get... If you don't see me right, you'll never treat me right. That's why men are abusing women, because they don't see them right. Because you know the Bible said in the beginning there was man and female. They was called Adam, and he called both of them Adam. But for the sake of authority, he asked one of them to submit to the other one, even though they both was equal. So they're equal in equality, but so far as priority, somebody got to be in charge. So he knew I couldn't talk to the man because he's just too much in himself. So I asked the woman, well, woman, would you submit yourself to this brother? As unto the Lord. But I know we're equal. I know me and you the same. But I know, but you know, if I tell him that, you're going to have problems. So could you do that for Christ's sake? For Christ's sake, can you submit yourself to him so y'all going to get something done? Because he think he was here first, and because he was here first, that means I made him, and I'm... But he don't realize I made them male and female, and I called them Adam. That's how the woman got demoted in society. Now, we won't go there today, but I'm just trying to help you. Is this all right, Tony? So God said right now, if you stay open, there's a possibility I can increase you. But not only was they not open, but they were not obedient. See, there's a level. See, all my teaching and all that, if it don't lead to you obeying, we didn't get nothing done. Now, listen, we didn't get nothing done. You better learn the greatest art in Christianity is obedience. If you're never obedient, you'll never walk in the kingdom of God. You'll come to church. You'll never see manifestations of God. You'll never see glory. You'll never see your life transformed right in people's eyes. I'm talking about, that can't be so. Yes, it is. Well, how did he? He just obeyed the Lord. And the Lord transformed him, because the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4, where the word of a king is, there's power. So when he obeyed the word of God, the power of God took him from a crackhead to a, took her from a hooker to a, come on somebody, took her, oh, don't, took her from an adulteress, took her from a homosexual, whatever, took her from a drunk, whatever your issue was, the word of God takes you from where you are, and you better get with me up in here. But you're going to have to obey. See, you can't come and be your own God. That's called idolatry. Why did you come to a God if you feel like you are God? This ain't no God complex. He said, I am the only true God. I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. My son is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He said, I gave him all power, all authority, all dominion over every principality, over every spirit, and every other thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So God's power have authority over you if you refuse to obey God because you think you're more than God. He said, so I'm going to cast down everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What's the knowledge of God? The word of God that the preacher preaches. So if you think your way is better than what the preacher said, God said. Am I doing any good? God said. So you don't realize how you find yourself wrestling with God. That's why I stay in that Bible, so you know it ain't me. So when you ain't hearing me and ain't trying, that's all right. You and God gonna do what y'all do. Then I look back, who is that? He come up here with a hole in his head, broke down. What happened to you? I was over there fighting with God. And I didn't realize that I should have said yes a long time ago. Now it's 3 years later and my whole world done flipped upside down. I done lost this, lost that, lost my marriage, lost my money, lost my, come on. When all you had to do was say, yes, Lord. And the devil's assignment, if I told you, if he can't stop God's progress, is his assignment is to stop the process. See, he can't stop God from blessing you. If God blessed you, no devil, demon, or failure can stop what God gets. If it take God 20 years to get you the way you're supposed to be, it's going to happen because it's the will of God. You say, well, how some people get it a little faster than others? Because some people are more obedient than other folks. Some folks don't wrestle. They just go on it. If God said it, I do it. No, you know how we, if God said it, I believe it in that fire. No, that ain't how that go. If God said it, whether you believe it or not, it's still true. If God said it, I believe, no, that, what you believe don't make God not be God. What you believe is going to be indicative if you get in on what God's doing. But you don't stop God from being God because you believe or not. You just stop the ability of God to operate in your life. Now it took you 5 years when it could have took you 3 weeks. How many of us right now still going around in the same area, wrestling with the same struggles, same problem, because I'm doing it what I want to do? When God say it could have been done and over, I'm on your next move. Now don't pat the cake. Come on, somebody. You gonna believe me or you ain't? You gonna obey or you're not? We're in a place, we're in a season in our life that God brought you to, according to Psalm chapter 66, he brought you to a wealthy place. Not wealth in terms of finance at all. And I declare, I'm not a broke preacher. This ain't going to be no broke church. I don't pastor no broke people. I'm talking about we are blessed people. We're financially blessed. We're spiritually blessed. We're blessed in our mind. We're physically blessed in our body. We're blessed in our marriage. We're blessed in our possession. Come on, somebody. You got to release that over yourself. All that poverty talking and we ain't supposed to have and the church ain't going to never and the people ain't going to do. That's a lie from hell. That's what you believe. I don't believe that. I believe we are 100% tithe givers. And the ones that ain't tithing, they're going to begin to tithe. Because I released the devil to deal with their finances. To get them, convince them, so that you don't be there no long time. Well, just let me stay here. I'm not going to let you stay there. I'm going to speak it over your life. Because the longer you stay there, it's called, the Bible says that the devil, Peter, Satan desires to sift you. You don't even know that it's depleting. Because it don't go out in volume. It just go out in spurts. And you look up over a period of time. What done happened? Somebody in here stealing. No, ain't nobody stealing. He been sifting. Because see, some people, if he did a drastic move, they'll bust a move. So the devil's smarter than you. He said, I ain't gonna draw no attention. Let me just keep... Because, see, you still think you're running something you ain't controlling, you ain't got to change. Till you look up 2 years later, like, man, what? Doggone. Sweetheart, come here. Where's your checkbook? Somebody is here. Somebody, no, everybody here, right? You wrong. Let's go check the other book. Let's go check our giving record. And then you connect the dots. This is that. You know how some people coming out the hole start prospering, start turning around, the whole everything turning because they've been giving. Yeah. Yeah. Now you see them going up the other way, yeah. Little by little. Next thing you know, you see them. Why you get that? Why you? Look, Doc, I've been doing what you've been doing, ain't you? Yeah. What you? Word. Yeah. I didn't have enough to. I couldn't afford to. No, well, you couldn't afford not to give. No, you better implement the power of God in every area of your life. You need to get the word of God to work in every area of your life because that's the power of God. You can come to church and dance and jump all you want. Ain't no power in that. It's only the power of God that changed things. It's the power of God that break the yoke. How you gonna get a person off of drugs and sex addiction and all that? You need the power of God, because it's got to come in and rebirth the whole nature of that man, of that woman. Not they thinking. You got to change their nature. Because some of that stuff is in some folk DNA. That's all they know to do. Even when they don't want to do it, they do it. But when the power of God hits them, it changes them. It changes them. It changes them. Look at your neighbor. It changes them. That ain't the same person it was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, you wouldn't even sit next to them. They'd have been, come on, somebody, looking and winking and get my babies up out of here. That joke or something wrong with him. But the power of God done changed them to such a degree you can't even tell what they old flavor used to be. Yeah. This works if you work it. Yeah. I ain't talking about going to church. I'm talking about becoming. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, old things have passed away. All things become new. You got to become. But you can't become until you overcome. And you can't overcome until you come. You got to come to church so you can hear what thus saith the Lord. Because you need the power of God to change your life. Give the Lord a hand of praise. You better be here this Tuesday night.